Question 21. Is it true that Muslims don't believe in Jesus? What does Islam say about him? One cannot be a Muslim if he does not believe in Jesus, peace be upon him, as well as all other prophets sent by God, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, David, Solomon, Moses, and Muhammad, peace be upon them. Muslims have the highest regard for Jesus, peace be upon him, and await his second coming. The Islamic view of Jesus, peace be upon him, is one between two extremes. The Jews rejected his prophethood and called him an impostor, while many Christians regard him as the Son of God and worship him as such. Islam considers Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, the Son of Mary, as one of the great prophets of God, worthy of respect and honor, but not worship. He was sent to confirm and renew the basic doctrine of belief in God alone and obedience to him. According to the Quran, he was born miraculously without a father, and he was not crucified but raised up to God. The Quran attributes to him miracles that are not even mentioned in the Bible. However, Islam sees the deification of Jesus as a reversion to paganism, and the divinity of Jesus is categorically rejected within the Quran's text. Such doctrines as the Trinity, divine sonship, and atonement are not accepted by Muslims simply because they did not originate from Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, himself. Refer to Quran, chapter 19, verses 16 to 35, chapter 3, verse 55, chapter 4, verses 157 to 158, and chapter 5, verse 72. It is known that most of the Gospels were written by men long after the time of Jesus, peace be upon him, and that much of the New Testament was compiled from the writings of Paul and his students. Unmistakable contradictions have appeared in the various modern, revised, and amplified versions of the Bible. The once purely divine message conveyed by Jesus, peace be upon him, has obviously been corrupted by human input and altered through numerous translations. The original texts no longer exist. The Gospels were written several decades after Jesus' departure, and none of their authors had actually seen Jesus or heard him speak. Moreover, they were written in Greek, while Jesus, peace be upon him, spoke Aramaic. Those Gospels presently in circulation were not selected from among the others and authorized by the Church until the decisions of the Ecumenical Council of Nicaea in the year 325 CE. Nevertheless, belief in the divine scripture, not in its present form, but as it was originally revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, is an article of Islamic faith. The final revelation from God is the only criterion by which information in previous scriptures can be evaluated. Therefore, whatever the Bible says about Jesus, peace be upon him, that agrees with the Quran, is accepted by Muslims, and what is contrary to it is rejected as a product of human intervention.